The National Museum of Dance in Saratoga Springs, New York, is now hosting Homage to Dance, Sculptures and Drawings by Andrew DeVries. Each season, the museum rotates in exhibits pertinent to a variety of dance-related topics, including dance-inspired fine art. This particular exhibition showcases a selection of Berkshire-based artist Andrew DeVries' many bronze sculptures and pastel pieces. The grand opening of the exhibit is this Friday, June 28th at 6 o'clock, and at the event, Andrew will unveil a brand new sculpture. Here to tell us more are the artist himself, Andrew DeVries, and his wife and manager, Patricia Purdy. Patricia is also the gallery director at DeVries Fine Art International in Lenox, Massachusetts. Andrew and Patricia, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having us. Yeah.
So this is interesting because I can't see Andrew because there's a sculpture in front of you, and this is the one that will be unveiled on Friday night, right?
That's right.
And, excellent.
We might as well get that over with now. We're doing an unveiling for you, John.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, good. That's a good idea.
Well, that is absolutely beautiful. That is stunning. And if you are watching this, of course, at WAMC.org, you'll be able to see the sculpture. But this is about, you probably will have the dimensions much better than I will, but about 2.5 feet, somewhere in there?
I think it's about 32 inches tall.
From foot to
From
to
the
hand.
Base to the top hand.
And this is a male dancer who is in the pose is, what do we call that in dance parlance?
It's in a leap, a grand jeté, a start of a grand jeté. But really, this is one of the things that I always say about dance, any fine art, is that it's not just about a pose. It's about what the work can say to somebody.
It's absolutely beautiful. The detail to it is fascinating to me, and I want to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do that, however, talk to me about bronze as a medium of working with it and be able and the challenges in bringing that detail.
Well, the detail is all in the original sculpture. Bronze is a process in itself. If you think about sculpture and sculptors, basically there are two types. You have those who take away, as in marble, like my friend Fred Brownstein. He's a marble sculptor. And I am a modeler. And if you think about those, that's an additive process. If you think about Rodin, he was a modeler. You think about Michelangelo, he was a carver. So one's additive, one's taking away. The original sculpture, I always tell people, just as you have bones and muscles that hold you up, what we're doing in sculpture is fighting gravity. It's not like a painting that you can hang on a wall. It's a three-dimensional object. So you have first your armature, which will hold the modeling medium. In this case, it was plasticine. I put in a rib cage, basic hip structure, skull structure, and then begin putting the clay on. This particular piece, the model was Emmanuel Abruzzo. He had been both performing and teaching at the Pillow last year, and he agreed to model
at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett. And you are, and his participation would have taken how long, roughly?
He had about a week and a half between performing and then the teaching schedule. So the first thing you do is I don't work from photographs. I work from anatomical drawings.
Okay.
Because I find if you draw it, it will actually come out through your fingers later on. So drawings first. The piece, I already knew the piece. My work appears to me finished in my head. I do a quick sketch. So I already knew what the piece was. I use a model sort of as an anatomical roadmap, and you couldn't really have a better anatomical roadmap than Emmanuel. Not only that, but
he seems to be in good shape.
Yeah, he's actually will be start performing with the San Paolo Ballet Company. July 1st is his first day there.
one of the things, and then I want to bring Patricia into this conversation, but one of the things that I find really stunning is the hair of just how beautiful and realistic that is.
Thank you. Yeah, the process, if you're good at it, will pick up everything. You know, it's a series of molds. You do the original sculpture, all the detail should be in that, and then you actually begin cutting the piece up. The arms were cut off, and the mold, he was actually divided in half here as well. The molds will pick up everything. You have the rubber mold first to get you a hollow wax casting, and then from that hollow wax casting, you go on to a ceramic shell mold, which is the process I use. Lost wax.
Patricia, as far as being Andrew's wife and manager, what do you think people will get out of this particular show of we're looking at one work?
It's Andrew's biggest exhibition ever.
Mm-hmm.
There's 20 of his pastel drawings and 40 sculptures. It's a brand new audience for us. When I went after the show last year, Christopher Duggan's beautiful photographs from the pillow were there, and I thought that Andrew would be a natural fit for that museum.
Mm.
They've been great to work with. I think it's very exciting. Every review we've heard has been fabulous.
How much of your work is devoted to dance? Is that?
It's the majority.
It's the majority.
You know, if you think about Degas, 50% or more of his work was devoted to dance. And when I was starting out as a young teenager, you know, the Impressionists and dance were my first inspiration. I'd always dreamed about being in a ballet studio, and when I left the farm, that's exactly where I ended up, in Denver, in a concert company, Ballet Denver. And for the next 2 years, all I did was draw dancers. And that training, it wasn't just about drawing the dancers. It was about understanding what art really is about. And that's a personal interpretation. But what it really can stand for. Yes, it can be entertaining, but I think if you look at historically, the works that are timeless are the pieces that reach into our souls.
Mm. And what is it about that? I mean, when we take away abstraction and we take away those forms and we look at, as you say, the great art of our world and of our history, that we as an audience relate to the human form.
Well, you are human, so you can relate to it.
I'm human the way he's human, though.
but dancers, and this is the thing. I'm not either. But it's not just about being beautiful physically and having the training and to be able to do a grand jeté. It's about the spirit, and that's what makes a great work of art. You know, what it projects. Now, that's everybody's personal interpretation. So somebody who loves contemporary art can get something out of it. It's just that because we are human, we have human emotions, we relate instantly to the human form.
There is a delight in looking at a piece like this. I mean, it brings to me a sense of freedom and a sense of great delight.
Thank you.
I mean, it is I know in some of your work it can be perhaps, I don't know if darker is mm-hmm. the right word, but it can have more of a depth to it in the sense of emotional. But this is something that, I mean, it would be hard pressed to think of someone looking at this and not feeling good about it.
Yes, That's very true with this work. You know, Patricia, we get a lot of people in the gallery, and they all have different comments. But, you know, Patricia has said, you know, that people leave the gallery
in awe, basically. You know, they've never seen work like this. They're truly impressed. You know, does one person do all this? Just the general emotion of the work really is really touching to the viewer.
You mentioned a moment ago that this was a new audience for you. So, meaning a dance audience?
A dance audience and a whole new audience. We're basically located in the Berkshires in Lenox.
So no geographical audience.
Geographical audience, yes. And when Andrew appointed me director of the gallery, it was really, I felt that it was my duty to look for a new audience, as well as our wonderful clients in Lenox.
So for people who will come in and are interested in art, is it typically, because it doesn't seem to me that this is something that appeals just to someone who is involved in dance.
Mm-hmm. Right. Correct.
I mean, there's a universal appeal to that. As you mentioned, Degas, same thing.
Right.
So that must be freeing in your work, because there isn't that commercial element that is over your head saying, okay, but this is what sells.
Oh, you have that. I mean, we make a living from the sale of our work.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. You know, and unfortunately, bronze is a very expensive medium to work in. I mean, I cast my own work. I have for 35 years now. Even that. You know, the actual cost of the bronze, you bring in a ton of bronze, and it's $8,000. Yeah, you can get a number of sculptures out of it, but that's just one element. And the time that it takes, from the time I started this piece, you just can't work on one. You're doing many things. To the time it was finished, it was probably 7 months. That's just the nature of this material, this medium. You know, the only thing that's worse is being like my friend Fred, who's you know, a stone carver.
Yeah.
Oh man,
there you go.
I just shake my head there.
Well, I can't tell you how honored and thrilled I am that you brought the piece in to show us this morning. And, of course, I wish you all the luck in the world with the exhibit.
Thank you.
The grand opening is on Friday, June 28th at 6 o'clock at the National Museum of Dance in Saratoga. And you can learn more by going to dancemuseum.org. But go to andrewdevries.com, and that's DEVRIES. And you can see just beautiful images of his work, and it's truly stunning. Patricia Purdy and Andrew DeVries, I thank you so much for coming in today, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you with this show and for AMC. It's a great radio station.
Thank you very much. Really, I appreciate
it. Amazing.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.